Hey everyone,
how's it going?
Whoa, little slip there.
He's not good with music.
We're using a different player this time. Welcome to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
It is Sunday, March 1st, 2009. It sure is.
It is. And Your Daily is
It's a new year.
It's a, not, well, it is, but it's By you're kind months. Of late. Your Daily is a website where I post interesting things I find in the internet throughout the week, and then Dexter and I do a show at the end of the week to talk about it, and that's what you're listening to right now.
Well, he kind of talks about it. This one looks like I might talk about it. We should totally get those.
Dexter's referring to our first item today. God, whenever I say item, I always think I'm like on the Price is Right. I'm going to say the first item up for bid.
First item.
Right, exactly. I always feel like that. But anyway, you're referring to a link that I found over at technobob.com. That's titled Bloody Bath Accessories, Sure to Freak Out Your House Guests.
I am too.
So, what do you mean you are too?
I'm referring to that too.
Oh, okay. I was saying you're referring to that.
I know, and so am I.
Oh, okay. Basically, from the picture we have on there, it's a bunch of different bath themes that are made to look and recreate the Psycho movie set from the movie Psycho, which I don't think you've ever seen.
No, but I should.
It is actually a good movie. It's funny. Over time, it seems that horror movies become non-horror movies and become, like, classic things. Like, I mean, Psycho is referred as to, like, one of Alfred Hitchcock's greatest movies, and it's, like, respected and stuff. But it's a movie about, like, a serial killer who kills people that come to his hotel. But since it was done in the 50s and it's black and white and stuff, you know.
It's more like, ah!
Well, and that's the thing, too. Kind of like with, like, Mystery great. Science Theater, when we watch that, it's like they have a bunch of horror movies in there, but, like, that was shown on cable, you know? And it's like those movies were supposed to be super scary, and it's
they're
like, over
not.
Time, they're not. Whereas, like, does that mean when you're my age, like, Saw 3 is going to be, like, played on
yeah,
like, public access?
It's Saw.
And people are going to be like, it was a genius directing job by whatever the heck his name is who directed it. Fiddle Dee Dee to scoop.
It's werewolves.
Werewolves?
Or it's
werewolf. It's a werewolf. That's actually a Mystery Science Theater reference we just did right there.
It's a saw.
Saw. Saw. Because there was a movie called Werewolf, but it was shot in, they don't know where it was shot, but the woman in it had this weird accent when she talked, and it was supposed to be in, like, middle America, but it obviously wasn't, and she said, werewolf! Oh
is
my god,
really
it's a
werewolf!
It's a good movie. If you ever get a chance, it's in the new box set that's out. It's actually a super funny movie.
I think if they didn't have the commentary on it, I would still be...
Yeah, no, it was an awful movie. Even at the end, when they're supposed to be, like, this big surprise, like, okay, they're both werewolves, and, like, they were going on and on forever, like, they were panning back, and the guys are sitting there waiting, and they're like, and she's a werewolf. Come on. And she's a werewolf.
Everybody
knows she's a werewolf, and she's, come on, turn around. And then she finally turns around, and they're like, thank you.
Well, her hair was like that for a lot of the movie, too.
Yeah.
I love the guy who had dyed his hair in between every single scene.
Oh, yeah, there was that one guy.
That was so weird.
They must have obviously, like, shot it over a long period of time, but, yeah, there was one dude whose hair was different in, like, almost every scene that they shot. Like, one time he had spiky hair, one time he had gray hair, which was weird. Another time he had longer hair. It was just randomly throughout the movie. So anyway, a little bit off task there. But yeah, that's Bloody Bath Accessories, stuff like that.
So how is everybody tonight? I figure we're not going to get a response out of you, seeing as we are not recording this live and you cannot reply back to us.
Hey, you didn't say we were streaming it live. Also,
we're streaming this live from our basement.
Get this. You know how I was last week we had awful, awful microphone problems.
Me too.
Have you noticed that we're not right now?
Yeah, I've, like, moved the microphone in.
There's two things that I realized.
Me too.
I thought it was an electrical thing, because what we usually did is we'd plug it in and unplug it. But you ever notice when we unplugged it, it still made the noise, but it wasn't plugged in anymore. No, it's not.
Well.
It's the microphone. The microphone jack.
What's that?
The thing that's plugged, the microphone that's being plugged into the back of the computer. I had to plug and unplug that because I actually plugged this into a 3-jack outlet thinking it would fix it, and it didn't. And then I unplugged it, and I was like, wait, it's still making that noise. Anyway, that's a lot more than people want to know. This is actually something I probably could have talked with you about before the show. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, our next post. We don't have that many today anyway.
There's
so
like three.
I think we only have three.
Well, we did have a really long show last week.
But there's, it was an extra long show. But here's, this one's called Sudo Make Me a Sandwich, which sudo,
robot.
If you're a Linux user, is basically you're the sudo owner of the command you're about to do. And yeah. This is a video of a guy that made a machine that when they type it into the console, they say sudo make me a sandwich, and this robot tries to make them a sandwich. So let's take a quick look at this and see if it plays for us.
Okay. It's not playing.
It's getting ready to. It's just showing
things
the
is made possible by Squarespace, a place where you can make an awesome website or
and
blog.
And they're getting their ad
use
into
the code
it too.
Free.
How about that? Hold on, let me pause the music so we
to
can
get 10% off.
Oh, no, it's going to do that for the last 2 seconds, and then it stops. If it keeps doing that, I'm going to stop it.
I'm Bree Pettis.
It's not working.
It is not working.
I'm Adam.
I have too many things going on. I found out why that happens. It's because I'm recording and playing music and have the web browser open and all that kind of stuff. So that's what that's all about. So anyway, moving back. To what we were doing. Let's see. Open the browser again. So anyway, that was, let me tell you what goes on in that. Basically what it is they type in sudo make me a sandwich into the terminal, and then this thing where they just basically, you know how like those vending machines where it's got the little coil where it spins and then the stuff comes out of the vending machine? You know what I'm talking about? They have that on each side. One is for bread, has two slices, and one has cheese. And then the bread spins down, the cheese falls on top, and then the bread falls on top of it. And then the tray that it lands on goes into a toaster oven and then makes him a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's great.
It's just one of those things where it's like, it probably took them tons and tons of time and knowledge to do that, and it was really stupid. I mean, it's just like a dumb thing. But they probably spent like an entire day setting it up. So, anyway.
Oh, this is going to be great for the 5 seconds of entertainment.
Yes, and that was over at BreePettis.com, which is BreePettis.com.
Yeah.
This is something, the next post is actually something I ran across today, which is really cool. Okay, it's titled The Art of Christian Faur. I want to say Faur, Faur, how would you pronounce that? F-A-U-R.
Faur.
Thank you. Anyway, look at that picture. What does it look like to you?
A water house.
Right. And what do you think of when you see it? Like, how do you think it was done?
With paint.
It was not. You know what those are? Those are the tops of crayons. You know how when you open up a box of crayons and they're all stacked, and if you look at them from the top, they're dots? That's what he did. He took a bunch of them and put them in rows and made pictures out. He's got like a whole thing on his site. It's actually really cool. So if you look at it from the side, it doesn't make any sense. But if you look at it from the top, that's what it looks like. So that's just a bunch of crayons stood right next to each other, and they're all different colors, and that's how he did it. And that's over at his website at christianfaur.com, which is Christian and then F-A-U-R.com. And he's got a whole section of these crayon things. It's pretty neat. He says, basically, because of the three-dimensional nature of crayons, the individual, I think it would take quite a while. I mean, but what would you do?
You gotta keep your schedule clean.
Well, I don't know if it would
you've
be that crazy.
No life. No, just kidding. You're cool, Christian.
Right.
We all love you.
Yes. But it makes me wonder that just, I mean, would you basically, would you be, you know.
You can't come over. I'm making a painting.
That's what I'm wondering. Would he do the painting first and then put the crayons on top of them? It took me it was really difficult for me to get that thought out. I couldn't figure out how I was going to say it. You know, like, is it a paint by numbers thing where he sets it up underneath, or does he just do it by eye? Like when you're sketching something, you're just off top of your head.
Just threw them in at random, and every once in a while it makes a picture.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool. I thought that was neat, and I found that today.
I think it's interesting. But what are all those red and black dots?
That's just, I'd say it's to make it look neat.
I don't know.
Sweet.
I don't know. He does that across a couple of them. It just, like, maybe it's supposed to look like, you know how when you're using a webcam and it gets kind of grainy? Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, like, color imperfections.
Why would you want to make it look like it's having difficulties?
I don't know. Style?
Me too.
Yeah. All right, so those are all the posts we have for today. Hopefully I'll find some more next week. I've been kind of busy at work, so I haven't really been
I don't able. Have a job, but I go to school a lot.
You do go to school a lot. Almost every day, except for the weekends.
Not really.
Good Lord.
I go like every other day.
So, yeah, so we'll hopefully see you next week for another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. You
this
can subscribe
Sunday
to the show.
First, March 2nd, 2000. And 9.
And 9, yes. And you can subscribe to this podcast or just to the website by visiting the website at yourdaily.blogspot.com and clicking
on
the other stuff. What? Or what?
Both.
Or both. That's true. Good point. It doesn't have to be one
and
or the other.
You will never miss a thing.
Yeah. You can also email us if you have an idea or a question or, you know, want to say hi.
So at you said idea.
Yeah. At yourdaily@drop.io, or you can leave us a voicemail at 1-646-495-9204 and then enter the code 85092. We keep thinking that we're going to come up with a slogan for that, but we don't. We should think about that. Or both. Or if you'd just like to receive emails, subscribe by email in the subscribe by email box. How did I end up doing the thing that you used to do? You used to do that so much cleaner than me.
Because now all I do is go like, if you really want to know, just go to the website at yourdaily.blogspot.com. If you don't really care that much, why are you listening?
That's a good point. All right, everyone. We will see you next week. And
I love you all.
Yeah, thank you very much.